wrapped around your soul with no control.
But one of the other things that you find in other programming languages like PHP are things like named arguments in Python, rather, are things like named arguments in function calls. So you may write a function that accepts probably 5 different parameters, and some of them can be optional. So in existing PHP, you have to write all of them, and the ones that are supposed to be optional, you have to null them out. And that is inefficient, and other languages have evolved by creating named arguments where you can just call the arguments that you want to pass in without having to skip anything. And we've seen with the introduction of PHP 8, this feature added, and it is going to really go a long way in helping making our codes easier to read and better to understand. One very interesting way this applies is in object-oriented programming, where in polymorphism. So we know that PHP really doesn't do well when it comes to polymorphs, right? Function calls that are similar but different parameters. And with the ability to have named arguments, you can simulate this feature also. So the OOP community is seeing a great boost in terms of compatibilities with the standards and all of that. So yes, named arguments really an exciting change. And I don't know if you would like to say something about that.
No, just to mention one detail, or maybe another detail, but one thing is here. This proposal was sent 2013. That's like 7 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And what does this mean?
Patience. It took 7 years to consider it.
Yeah. Patience is a virtue. If you want to get things faster, do yourself. If you want to do things better, collaborate with others. Here is Nikita Popov, one of many contributors of PHP 8. He did not give up. If you give up on PHP, you'll never know what you could have learned and have the advantage of benefiting from PHP 8 and not quitting a language just because somebody said, oh, Python is better. Maybe Python is better in one aspect or another. I always tell you, if possible, also learn Python. I don't know Python, I'm a specialist, but I know specialists in Python, and I also collaborate with Google. They use Python a lot. I was told that, for instance, YouTube was written originally in PHP, they switched to Python. It's up to them. You do not have much control over other people's lives. You have control about yourself, but if you are open-minded, you can collaborate with others and everybody will benefit, just like here, and me, Samuel, and you that are watching. And if you can help, if you want to help, you can tell others, look, there is a new episode of the Lately in PHP podcast that is telling about the upcoming features. The future of PHP is bright. How many times have we have heard that PHP is dead?
If I add a coin for every time, that I would have a very huge bank account right now.
Your bank account may still be big sometime in the future. I don't know. It's up to you. But the matter is, people think things are dying because they are losing interest in some language because they are being influenced by other fans of other languages. And that's okay. That's how life goes. Do not worry too much about doing the things with the language that others tell you that is better. Do the things and use the language and the tools and the methods that are better for you. So here in this proposal, what you can see is that Nikita Popov and everybody else that is around the PHP community did not give up. if you give up, it's your responsibility. Some years ago, I said, I have an article that say the PHP, the web war is over, PHP won. But that was a temporary win, because whoever is in front today may not be in front in the future.
I agree with you. We should not try to dwell so much on what is better or who is doing this the best way. Well, that is important, but we shouldn't dwell so much on it as communities. We should instead strive to achieve results. And I think that is where we're getting to the PHP community.
Yes. Anyway, this is a side comment. But what I wanted to say is this feature is great because it makes PHP readable, as Samuel already said. And it was something that was already asked many years ago. Named parameters make your code readable. Your benefit will be when you maintain this code. Instead of just looking at numbers that are not very meaningful, make you waste time going back to the manual and, what is this parameter mean? You spend like 10 seconds more to type the name of the parameters, and you don't have to remember the order of the parameters anymore. It was a long time complaint. Now it's up to you. If you wanted to not having to remember the order of parameters, it's up to you to upgrade your code to PHP 8. And this is a good thing. Good thing happens when you do the good things and to make them happen. Okay. Well,
another benefit. Can I just chip in something else?
Sure.
That's one of the other fascinating benefits of this named argument feature is you can now have your parameters in whatever order. So for some reason, you may need to do this, but right now you cannot in PHP. So if you define your parameters to have maybe your function to have three parameters, and whenever you call it, they must be in that particular order. That can be limiting. But with the introduction of named arguments, you can call them in any order you want to. And that makes, that gives you the freedom to do things, instead of being constrained by rules and all of that. So
it's a good thing. It's a good thing. I'm not telling you should upgrade to PHP 8 immediately. You need to make sure whatever you have in your code still works with PHP 8, because it seems there are some backwards incompatible changes that may make your existing work in PHP stop working. You need to test first, give it some time, because if you have a large code base, PHP, it may require some human testing. Automated testing is good. Better than your automated testing is human testing, because if you do not test your code, your users of your code will test for you and they figure the bugs that you did not know that exist.
At that time, it is no longer a bug, but incompatible features. You've developed nonsense and then they bug your life.
it's hard. PHP classes has over 700,000 lines of code. Probably 50% of that is generated by another software that I developed to generate code to do all sorts of what actions that people need to implement using what it's called ORM. I have developed a tool called MetaStorage to generate that code. So like 50% of the code of the site is generated automatically. So that's easier to upgrade to make it work with PHP 8. The rest of the code needs to be manually tested or tested with some automated tests that exist. But there is no such thing as 100% automated testing, because there is always one more aspect that was not tested and you did not anticipate the testing that needed to be performed to test that feature. and writing test-driven code is an investment in time. So we need to evaluate carefully how much testing, automatic testing you do before you decide that's the only thing that is good. Already written a polemic article many years ago. Some people did not like it. I wish to apologize because sometimes I have a different point of view. It's not that your point of view is wrong. It's that mine is different. Okay?
That is quite normal.
Yeah, let's be tolerant with each other because we are in the same boat. As we say, it's the big PHP community. We are like 7 million or maybe more. Why trying to please everybody after ourselves? So we need to be comfortable with what we do. So let's move on and talk more about the next features.
So here we have named arguments.
And we are practically ending this podcast. And it's up to you. This is just one episode of the Lately in PHP podcast on which we are talking about PHP 8. We will also talk about other aspects. What I would like to end this podcast, if you allow me, we are doing this podcast is also work, a work of collaboration. We are not asking anybody to pay us. We are doing this because we have fun. We are doing this as a part of the content that will be published in the PHP Casa site as well in YouTube. And what we would like, if you allow us, is that if you would like to support not only the PHP community as a whole, but also the PHP classes, is try to find this in the PHP classes. Just to show you
the best stress relief you need as a PHP programmer.
This is the official PHP elephant that was allowed to be produced and sold by Vincent Pontier from France, the creator of the design. There was an improvement, like PHP 8. Think about this is the PHP 7 elephant. The PHP 8 is more like this. This is the pink, as you may see. And we are going to also make available the possibility to personalize your elephants with maybe your name, like Carolina. And this is the PHP Casa logo. These are optional. Actually, you need to do extra work, say that costs a bit more. And one possibility is this, to have the PHP 8 logo there. This is also a design from Vincent Pontier. We are very, very grateful for him and for his kindness. He's been supporting the site for many years. We not only he allowed us to produce this one, but also the previous one, which was also an improvement from a contributor of the site. And we wanted actually to pay him royalties. And he was being kind enough to waive those royalties and all the money that we can get to the site is reverted to continue further development. We want to pay more contributors, more PHP developers to help us to improve the feature that many developers want. Oh, I would like the PHP classes to be better. And PHP classes will be better in a way that I think many people will like, which is we are going to help developers to buy and sell their own software products written in PHP or maybe APIs or components or courses, many things that will be announced soon and are part of a plan that has we have been executing very slowly, but is moving on every day a single bit until we get there. So we hope in the next months we open the PHP classes marketplace, which will be like many markets that are out there on which can help you, Samuel, or other people to have their products sold in the market. So basically, that's it. I would like to thank you for the opportunity to listen to us, and hopefully we can have, we have provided value in terms of knowledge about the new feature PHP 8.8, as well features for the upcoming versions of PHP. That version, I mean, the other features that we have, PHP has been implementing. And on my behalf, that is all for now. I'd like to leave you with the last words from Samuel. Last words for now is not going to die. Okay.
thank you for this episode of the about PHP 8. And I would just encourage you to check it as soon as it is released, which is hopefully in less than 2 weeks from now.
Okay. Let's see us again soon. If you would like to propose topics or even participate in the podcast with us, just contact us. We're going to make available the contacts. We are very accessible. Anybody can contact us. Send us emails, send us spams, send us complaints, send us compliments, send us whatever you feel it's right for you to comment. So we will be waiting for your comments or not. It's up to you. On my behalf, that's all for now. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Thanks.
Can you feel it wrapped around your soul?